I am so excited to have a solution. If you are on WordPress and you've got a podcast and you're trying to display your podcast so people can easily play it on your website, this has been an annoyance for me for the entire 5+ years I've had my podcast. I finally got a really good solution here for you. WordPress podcasting beautifully. Let's take a look at this. I just set this up on my website this morning. I'm so excited about it. When you go to jerrybanfield.com/podcast now, instead of the formerly ugly iframe awkward looking setup I've had for years, now you've got this beautiful player on here and it captures the audio so quick. You capture the audio right here, it immediately starts playing. You scroll down, put another episode on, it immediately starts playing. I've got 700 episodes. Anyone can easily scroll through and just immediately hit one of these on here. It's amazing. And the sponsorship, I didn't even know it was working on these old episodes. It's awesome. It is awesome. This podcast player is so good. Not only that, but it works really well on mobile. Try looking at jerrybanfield.com/podcast directly on your mobile device, and you will see the podcast player looks beautiful on mobile. And what's really nice on mobile is it has all these links to share. For example, you can see there's links to share, or not just to share, there's a link to share. You can hit the share button for Facebook, Google, or Twitter. There's links to go straight to the places people actually listen to podcasts, like iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Play. I don't know what Clamor is. An Android subscription. You can even pop a new window, download it, and there's even a button to leave a review. All these buttons are customizable. This whole experience is customizable. Not only that, but you can import all of the episodes, have them publish automatically as a new post on your WordPress website, and then guess what? If you use Twitter like I do, and you've got an automatic setup like I do for new posts on your WordPress website, then you can have posts come through from the podcast off your website as a big, beautiful post like this. I'm showing a recent one that I've done. This is how my WordPress blog looks automatically. I've simply set this up through Zapier, I believe is how I set it up with Zapier. So you get Zapier set up with WordPress to publish your new posts. You get this podcast player set up. And look, now on my homepage, I've even got the same thing. And when you combine that with the hosting I've got on Anchor.fm, I'm earning $15 CPM. That means 1.5 cents per podcast play where the sponsorship is triggered. Meaning for after paying for podcast hosting for years, I'm actually now earning money, which is why I'm making a big push to promote my podcast. This is such a beautiful setup. I've got it now on the top of my homepage because when you come to find out about me, I want you to immediately start listening to my podcast. A podcast is a great thing to get people in the habit of listening to because it's available on mobile devices on the go. I love listening to podcasts while I'm walking my dogs, driving, while I'm at the gym, and traveling especially. Then you've got the podcast player set up. Once you have this here, people can easily get into it. And if you've got a blog or a footer like this, it has a beautiful little footer display widget. This is pretty much how it looks on a mobile device where you can scroll through it. You can click this button to minimize the player. You can have it show like this per episode, or you can have it show like this on the player. It is so nice. And I've got a link. You're asking, okay, well, what do you use to do this? This is a review of the Simple Podcast Press Player, which I am so excited about. I just got it installed literally a few minutes ago, and immediately I'm just doing a video and a podcast episode about this because, man, this has been a pain in the butt. I also spent some time researching alternatives. This is all I needed. There's a more complicated and fancy looking podcast player, but really simple is good. This is super simple, and if people want more options, they can, and they already listen on iTunes or Stitcher or Spotify, then they already know how to go there and do that. If you are on my website, or if you're in the description on this as a video or podcast, we please use my link for Simple Podcast Press Player, because I get a 30% commission in theory. I just set all this up this morning. So it says I get a 30% commission. I just bought this for $67. I'm opening it up now to show you exactly the sales page on it. It's called Simple Podcast Press. It, I imagine, is going to help me boost my download subscribers and email list a ton. Now, I'm not actually using the email list feature on it because, as you can see, I've already got the active campaign feature right below jerrybanfield.com/podcast. But there is also a built-in email collection system, which might be really nice for you. If you scroll down here, there's got some sales copy, and you can get fancy with it and put in exact buttons to click on it. The cost of it, I bought the $67 option. You get it for one website. You get the 2.0 podcast player, auto-updating podcast lists, playlist, clickable timestamps, auto-publish to WordPress, worldwide iTunes reviews. You can even put a widget in on your website to put your podcast reviews on in any widget space. There's a URL shortener, one-click tweetables. Use it on your website. There's a private Facebook community, which I don't know anything about. You get a year of updates and support and the instant download. All of the setup was super easy on my website. All I needed to do was pull my iTunes URL, stick it in, and start playing around with the settings. You might want to see the settings for this. So what we'll do, we'll go into the jerrybanfield.com dashboard right now. We'll go over to Simple Podcast Press. You do need to make sure to get your license. Make sure to get your license activated. Make sure you get that license code that it gives you on the checkout screen and activate it, because you need to go into your settings and activate that license code in order to see the dashboard I'm showing you right now. So you will not see this if you have not went in and activated the dashboard through your settings. What you can do once you've got this open, these are the settings. You can automatically publish new posts. You need to set up an author and a tag for this if you want the new post. Then you've got all kinds of podcast player settings. You can choose different kinds of player, different colors. You can choose your cover art. You can have it automatically play podcasts. I'm not doing that because I intend to advertise some on Google, and I believe that is something you can't have is autoplay on it. I also don't like things that are autoplayed. I find it annoying, so I'm not going to put any of that. You can choose things like volume control button. So I'm actually going to show a volume control button on mine. And you've got the option to disable the link, the powered by link, if you want. Then what you can see here, you've got all kinds of buttons you can put in. There's an iTunes link, Stitcher. I custom put in a Spotify one. There's Google Play, Share It, Clamor, subscribe on Android, download. Then you've got several more custom buttons you can add in. For example, if your podcast is on a friend's website, you can put that custom button in on there. You can put, say, if you've got coaching, you could put a link to your coaching straight underneath your podcast. I might even put a link or two to my books or to my Facebook page or something like that. You can put an opt-in box directly below the player. You can change your share settings up if you'd like to. You've got some advanced tweaks, and then you can import. What you do is you just hit save changes, then it saves all the changes on there. So if I go back to jerrybanfield.com, you will now see I've got a nice little volume control button on here, and there is even a nice little play speed on here, because some people say I talk too slow. Which I think it's nice to talk slower. If you've got people whose English is not the first language, a significant percentage listening, and for people who really want to soak it in. But if, and because you can always just click and speed me up to 2x, and I've been talking pretty fast for this one, so that might be really fast if you put it on 2x. Now, I'm loving this. I'm so grateful to have this to show for you. After years of messing around with iframes and trying to just do things for free, this $67 makes it beautiful. Whether it's on my homepage or whether it's on jerrybanfield.com/podcast. It is really useful. It says it's trusted by over 1,000 podcasters worldwide, and you've got the single license for $67. There's a frequently asked questions. And yes, if you're wondering, do I have WordPress 5.0 on my website? Yes. I've got WordPress 5.0. It works with the newest version of WordPress. If you'd like to get the Simple Podcast Press, we please use my link because the author of it is willing to give me 30% of the sale as their thank you for saying, hey, Jerry, we appreciate you sharing something that you loved and bought because you needed it. And then you just told everyone about it because you were so excited. And we'll leave the possibility opening for collaborating on income. Thank you very much for watching this on YouTube or listening to this on my podcast or reading it as a blog post on my blog. I do a new episode every single day on my vlog on YouTube, which then I put the audio on my podcast on, as we've talked about the podcast here, and then that's transcribed into a blog post. Because I love you, you're awesome, and I'm happy to be of service to you here every day. If you found this useful, I trust you will leave a like on it and or use that link whenever you want to buy it. All right, I'm done. I will see you on another episode.